Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside, you appeared righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who are murdered, who murdered the prophets. Now fill up with what your ancestors measured out." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Hypocrisy is the word that used just many times to tell us, although appearingly we do everything good, at times we might would like to have the praise from the people, that if you don't have the heart, if you don't have the right spirit of Christ to serve, to love, to forgive, or just show off your generosity, your humility, this is pride. This is not what Jesus wants to see. He wants to see in each one of us a pure heart, to share our life, our love with others. Many times we did just to want to acquire the praise from others. We might not have it at all, the spirit of serving. We presume we are the children of God, but perhaps we seek the praise from others more than we serve the other. St. John, his letter, says, "Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him." So once again, we are reminded to put the word of God in our hearts. Simple one, you don't have to read the whole passages. Important is just to phrase by phrase. Expect those phrases that touch you. Hold it. Keep it in your heart. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest we're given. We have to keep this word, and Holy Spirit will work to give us more strength, more light, not to know things, but to serve with humility. Let us pray for one another, that we can on a daily basis try our best to love as Christ would love. We ask this special grace. Remember, what is impossible for man is possible for God.